is anybody left on the line with me this morning?
Kathy is.
Good morning, Kathy. How did you like that call?
I did. I got a lot of really good information.
I got a page of notes as fast as I could write on things that I can modify. I love it. Absolutely love it. Or things I've forgotten and haven't used for years. I just thought that was one of the best calls I've ever heard for doing the adjustments that we all need to keep fine-tuning on to get to where we want to be.
I agree.
So if we can do that at 17 years and Herb's doing it at 14 and Stephen B's doing it at 17 years celebrating anniversary this next month, the same as we are, you know what? I think there's probably a few little pieces there that newer people can use to step up the pace. Anybody else with us?
This is Julie in Connecticut.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought it was a great call. I really enjoyed listening to the gentleman. And, you know, you do take a lot, you know, we all know that follow-up is really, really important in the discipline, but I really like the comment, autoship is salary, because I hadn't heard that phrase before. So I think always learning new little phrases is exceptionally good.
Well, that's what gets the interest, and it's also can what keep the interest in a very short, straightforward conversation.
Right.
I agree 100%, because I think that's where the strength is. Well, I don't think. I know it's where the strength is in prospecting. And we have to become good communicators in this business, and we should in life. In anything you do, it's going to take communication skills. Anyone else? Some of you that are normally on this call, you can redial if you are still on the other line and come in with us, please.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Kerfoot.
Thank you, Steve.
The actual website is candy4u.biz/S.
Forgot that. Well, they get to it anyway, won't they? That's unforgivable twice in a row here.
Also, Blue Ribbon Video will make a copy and send them out to people. And I've had people that that have ordered up to 100 copies of some of the calls, and Blue Ribbon Video will supply those at just a really reasonable price, $3 to $4 for singles, and you get 100 of them, they're like $1 a piece.
Wow.
So you can go back and get any call from the past, and especially this one is so good, and last week's was so good.
Thank you. Again, I think I have it engraved in my brain, so I get it right the next time. Anyone else that would like to make a comment? Okay, let me just ask a question of the ones that are on the line or anyone else that joins us. How do you plan on implementing, and what ideas are you going to implement that you heard that you know you can do, like, right now? You can take that, rehearse it in your mind a couple or two, three times, and use it.
Well, Char, the one that I can think of right at the present time is Herb made a couple comments that I thought were really exceptional, and the one that hit me the most was, we need to have a mentor. You know, we've got whatever we're doing. We might think we're on track, but we really need to have somebody that's gone there and blazed the road before to be able to visit with. And I think that's so important. I've been in the company now, coming up next month on 12 years. Vance asked me a question a few months ago that, you know, was like hitting me between the eyes with the 2x4, but yet I knew the answer to what he asked, and he asked, you know, you've been in this amount of time, but you haven't done a whole lot as far as building a business. And I finally came to the conclusion that I was trying to be the Lone Ranger, and that I had, that I was wanting to do things my way, and that I was wanting to approach people my way, and my way might not be the best way. And to choose a mentor, and to be able to, when you meet someone, to be able to turn them over. You know, I really, you know, I've been around a long time, but I don't know the best way to answer that question. Let's get somebody on the line that can answer it for me, and then we'll both learn at the same time.
I forever have the problem of communicating with my sponsor in Canada, so I don't know what to do about the mentoring.
Find another person that you can grab that will go back and forth with you on a call, and maybe you'll use several people, not just one. If they're not in your organization, you don't want to overtap them. So just several people that you know their background, you've gotten to know something about them, and they don't have to be that committed to you, just to doing occasional calls when you need an answer. I don't find people refuse me on that.
I do that occasionally, but I was thinking, I think Rob was saying that it's one person that you can always count on.
Okay, I'll tell you how Tammy Gates did that. Her answer was, do just exactly what Herb did. Get somebody you really like that's on tape, on CDs, and use the CDs as your mentoring, because that's what keeps you up. And when you find information that is very helpful, then you can keep going back to that person, and you really learn their personality, and you become very much like them just from listening and re-listening and re-listening. And I know that works, Molly, because I've seen evidence of it in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over the years, one of the strongest sales leaders I saw in another company did just that. He took it off of CDs. He was too bashful to put himself in the position of being right in front of other people, so he did it off of CDs. Or in those days, it was tapes. And he went from the quietest, most introverted person you could ever meet to one of the most outgoing, doing leadership training and everything else in a matter of a few years, after being with a company for dozens of years, or at least a dozen years, at the very least.
Well, that person seems to be Rick Murphy for me.
Okay, there you go.
He speaks very authority, and of course speaks of from his heart.
Okay, the posturing is what you're talking about. How do you posture yourself to have that authority and to have that confidence? And yes, you can pick it up from other people. And
yeah,
you might find a new person that can do that same thing and get their flavor as to how they accomplished it and listen to some of their material. So, you know, maybe spread out a little bit more.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
That Rick isn't good. I don't mean that at all. But sometimes it just takes the same thought put in a different way from another personality.
Uh-huh. And he is not available to have the three ways.
No, you don't have to do the three ways with him. This is for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the three ways. When I said Tammy Gates did it from somebody that was a professional speaker on CD or on cassettes or whatever she was using at the time, I'm talking about seeing yourself there, and then anybody can do a three-way. Whatever the point is that you want them to make to your prospect, you pick that person, not the same person all the time. You don't have to be a mentoring person to do three-ways to you. We're kind of doing two different things here.
Okay, I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see your point, yeah.
Yeah, they can be somebody that... actually, I've done this many times when there was just somebody with me and I needed to bring somebody else into the conversation. So I would just look at the person standing next to me and I'd say, hey, Lee, you had this experience. Would you tell them, and would you tell them why you're still in the business, you know, after this many years? Maybe they're not a Royal Diamond, but maybe they're strong on auto ship. And every month you get those products that you need. And why is that true? You know, and so I just brought them in with the strength. Now, they could be, you know, you could be doing it on the phone the same way, but they could be right there with you in person, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's, I'm sure I'm going to keep searching for the right way and the positive, better approach. The word posture is very good. I think I would notice myself a little bit more.
I have seen the growth in you since you have been on the calls and speaking up more and more and more.
I do. But I often don't have the discipline to schedule myself for the 10 o'clock. So I have not been lately.
You're the one that can change that, and I believe you will.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight. Old habits are hard to break. New ones need to replace the old ones to make it happen. You can't leave a hole in there. Something's got to replace it.
Well, how do you do it? 10 o'clock is in the middle of the morning. Most of the appointments I make is at 10 o'clock to 11.
How do I do it when I'm back in New York? I got the same time schedule you do then.
Yeah.
It's just something I have to do. And you maybe have to work around it. Not everybody has to have a 10 o'clock appointment. I don't agree with you.
Well, it is, okay, I guess it's more convenient for myself, so I make it that way.
Yes, and so you do what you need to do to make it happen. There's thousands of people on the East Coast that have to have the same situation.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you off the hook.
No, whatever to be is still up to me, shall I?
That's right. That's exactly right. If it is to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Anyone else on the line?
This is Julie. I'm still here enjoying listening.
Hi, Julia.
So what point jumped out at you, or what point?
Well, like I say, I like the salary thing for people who are looking for that plan B or the extra income stream. And it's always good to have a refreshing of all the basics that we know, but we sometimes get away from a little bit. And it's our understanding. And when we talk to people, we have to talk enthusiastically. And we have to give them a reason to want to join us, so
yeah.
You always need to lead with the need. And if you listen carefully to what they're saying, then you know what their needs are going to be.
Very good. Enthusiasm or patience is always way ahead of knowledge in network marketing. It's not how much you know, it's your patience and how you deliver it to people sincerely and genuinely. Comes out very, very clear.
They'll forget what you say, but they won't forget how you make them feel.
Right, exactly. Very well put.
Gordon Williams' question was very clear, too, in that aspect of getting to know what the other person needs.
Those tools that he obviously has on his website, and I have not been there, so this is about the third time I've heard that, will be invaluable if we put them into use. Somebody's flushing the toilet in the background that we're hearing. That happens sometimes, doesn't it? Anyone else? Or otherwise, we need to go to work.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.